Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
So, Melissa, you weren't here last week when Jen Hobby actually on the air was starting to get mad at producer Joanna.
Okay.
She really was. You don't see...
About what?
You don't see Jen lose it quite often, but she was on the borderline there.
I was teetering.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't quite understand it. Joanna was talking about this girl who they are friends with and how she felt like she was in kind of constant competition with her, right?
Remember they were supposed to go to the lake or something?
Oh, yeah. Together? The one that she disinvites to things?
I don't disinvite her. I just don't extend the invitation to her.
She doesn't invite her. I guess that means that you would have initially invited
right.
her. I see. Semantics. Anyway.
And so. I just didn't quite understand what they were competing over because they both have boyfriends and mm-hmm. Joanna's in love with her boyfriend, Jason. And they're going to get married, and they both have, you know, great careers going on, and they aren't going after the same job.
No, but I just think that, you know, I have insecurities like every other girl, and this girl just really touches on a lot of my insecurities, and I've just never encountered someone who I feel has everything going for them, you know, and that's just insecurity that I have.
And again, so she has never done anything to make you feel insecure. She's never been mean, never said a nasty word.
So why can't you be happy
nothing.
For her?
I am. No, I'm totally happy for her. But inside, I'm insecure when I'm around her.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because she's like physically, she thinks that she's better looking than Joanna. She thinks that career-wise, she's already set in her career. So she's got everything Joanna wants.
Got that going.
And she's got better mic technique than Joanna.
Sorry, I didn't realize it was falling apart.
Okay, so
this past weekend, we went snowboarding, and I was a little hesitant to go snowboarding because we were going to be hanging out with her all weekend. And I just knew that, you know, all of my insecurities were going to just be there all weekend long. I was going to be constantly comparing myself to her. I think she's beautiful. I think she's funny. I think she's smart. And I think she's a great
person. You think all of those things about yourself, too.
Not necessarily.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I think I'm a cute girl, and I think I'm pretty funny. I make people laugh every now and again.
It's okay to be confident. You can tell Jeff, yes, I think I'm beautiful. Yes. I think I'm smart.
But she's at a different level.
She's just like,
a totally
different level.
In all of these categories, you come in second place to her.
Yes, absolutely. Second place, definitely. But anyway, so we went snowboarding and I was really nervous and I didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. But we went and I had a good time. I mean, you know, the first day we were snowboarding together and it was fun because she was snowboarding and she's not very good at it. Mm-hmm. So it was fun because we were all on the ground and we were all falling and I had a good time. But the second day she was skiing and I was snowboarding and she's really good at skiing. Uh-huh. And I was so mad because I was like, I want to ski now because I want to be good like her. So it's like, again, she's better than me in skiing and it really got to me. I'm just very competitive.
What is fascinating to me about just the observation, because I assume that when Jen says she didn't understand, because I don't see, I don't look at women that way. My friends don't look at women that way. So I'm assuming it's most women don't do this with each other. However, I want to say in your case, what fascinates me is if there is a guy who and there are guys who are jealous of other guys for sure and hate them. But then there's this opportunity that some guys want to hang out with people mm-hmm. that are more successful than them so mm-hmm. that they learn something from them. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if you can kind of convert that into she seems more talented. In your perception, she seems more talented. Then maybe you could learn something from her rather than be kind of self-deprecating about her.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, and I completely agree with you. I think that you should surround yourself with successful people because I think that that's going to help you in the long run. You know, you are who you are surrounded by in a sense. But I guess what I didn't understand is I have insecurities. I guess what I didn't understand with Jen was why you were getting so angry with me, because I think we all have insecurities. I'm just being vocal.
I don't think I was getting angry with you. I was getting angry with the sentiment in the room that all women do this. Like, that was the part that was frustrating to me. It's like, we may all have insecurities about ourselves, but I certainly don't walk around my life comparing myself to other women. And I certainly wouldn't exclude someone from my group because I thought she was talented or beautiful or smart or funny or all of those things. I would be like, that's somebody I want to hang out with. That's somebody I want to be around. So I think the sentiment in the room with the guys, especially sort of like taking your side, like, oh, all women feel this way. And I just...
Well, it's not the first time we've heard this. Like, I think it was
I don't agree. I don't think all women feel that way.
I think it was Jeff that said one week, and that was Jessica, that she walked into like a mall, right? And she walks by a woman really quickly, and she wanted you to like check her butt out to see if she compared.
Yeah, I can't remember why we were talking about that, but that's not... It was when we were on vacation, but that's... I think that's two totally different things.
Why?
I think, like, because Jessica didn't know that woman.
But she still saw a woman that she perceived to be better looking than she was, and she walked up to her, made you check both of their booties to make sure hers looked better.
Yeah, but I think, and I'm not trying to put words in Jen's mouth, which is true, she did that, but I think it's different to have somebody in your circle that you consider a friend.
Or a potential friend.
But forced into a friendship.
Have her be an enemy. I'd like to create the word frenemy. But like to have
Brilliant.
Somebody.
You've got this thing with somebody here in the office also. Like you are in competition with somebody here in the office and they don't even know that you're in competition with
no,
her.
No, that one's really? Different. It's not somebody in the office. It's this girl that I went to high school with and I call her my arch nemesis because everything she goes after and I go after, she gets over me. So it was a joke. I mean, it's just so funny because we went to high school together and we both went after like the Miss North Gwinnett pageant and she won. And then, you know, she was like homecoming queen and I wasn't. And then we both went after this Georgia lottery thing and she won it over me. And then now she works in this office and I'm like, I swear I can't get away from this girl.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning. Just real quick. Joanna, you're so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm so frustrated with you right now. This is the reason why I don't have a lot of girlfriends. Who cares what she looks like? Who cares if she's better? Get over it. You're so beautiful. This is why I don't have a lot of girlfriends because of that. It's just these insecurities. Just be happy for her. And if she's a good friend to you, then be her friend. This is why I have so many guy friends, because girls...
But you've reiterated that you don't have any girlfriends. Do you think that all girls act like this?
Just about. I mean, I have a handful of good girlfriends that, you know, are not jealous of me. I'm not jealous of them. I'm not jealous of any girl, you know, I guess because I'm just secure within myself. But it's so frustrating to hear girls do this to themselves, you know, and that's why you should never be like jealous of somebody else, because you just never know what's going on in their heads. Just like right now, I mean, I look at Joanna and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so gorgeous. But look at her insecurities. It makes you ugly, sweetheart, and you're not. You're not an ugly person. Please stop that. Please. That's all.
I mean, the comment I have to make is because I've never had that situation. I've never been jealous of another girl. I've never, none of my girlfriends and I from junior high all the way to now have never, you know, been this way. But I'm not the traditional, like, pretty girl who would go for a North Georgia pageant or go for, you know, any of these things. So mm-hmm. I'm curious if this has to do with women who traditionally, and you know, tell me if I'm right or wrong, traditionally focus on their looks only. Because, you know, most of my friends are not the beauty queens. They're not the ones that want to be the beauty queens. And, you know, it's not that they're not beautiful. But the thing is, I think what makes a woman beautiful is all parts of a woman. And I think that, to me, the less attractive women are the ones that only focus on their looks and only focus on their status in society. And it seems that this happens with women like that.
Joanna, do you put more value into looks, your looks, do you think, than other women put into their looks?
No.
Do you get a lot of your self-worth from your looks?
No, I think initially, you know, people look at you and they're like, oh, she's a pretty girl. But I think I definitely think it's your personality and how you treat other people and things like that. And, you know, whether you have a good sense of humor and all that goes into it. I think that holds more value.
But what are you jealous of this other girl? I mean, it just seems that it's everybody talks about beauty. And I'm wondering if when you focus on beauty, it becomes the shallow thing that causes this drama.
I guess I'm jealous of her because she went to college and she has a degree. Mm-hmm. I'm jealous of her because she has a great paying job. You know, she's not struggling like I struggle, which I know this because I've talked to her. She doesn't struggle every day like I do. I hate getting upset about it because it's stupid to get upset about it.
Yeah, why are you breaking up about it?
Because that's my insecurity. I didn't go to college. I didn't get a 4-year degree. I don't have a backup in case this doesn't work out. This girl does. She has a backup. If tomorrow her boyfriend leaves her and it goes back to, you know, months ago when I talked about my insecurity with Jason, like, I guess I'm jealous of that security. I have not had security in so long and it frustrates me. And that girl does. She has it. She has a diploma that she can hang on her wall. And if tomorrow it all falls apart, she has that diploma to go back on. And it's not just about, I mean, yeah, she's a beautiful girl and that helps. It helps to be beautiful. Smart and funny. I mean, come on.
But it's really more about security for you than it is anything
else. All
the
security that I feel like she has around her. And I hate to say that I don't exclude her from my group of friends. I would never do that. I'm not that mean of a person. Mm-hmm. But we don't really extend invitations to her, no. And I mean, but if she got invited,
though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like go out of my way to say, hey, come out with us. Plus, she lives in another state now, so it's a little different.
But like when her name comes up, you'll be like, oh, she's really got to go.
No, I mean, kind of, I guess.
Just the hand?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to be around someone who you feel like just has it all.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the same things, it's just different things than she has. I mean, you have a great job, you have great friends, a great family, so if you ever fell back, you have a family, you have Jason to rely on, too.
You're absolutely right.
And just different things. She could be jealous of you in a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Aubrey, good morning, you're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I was just going to say, at first, I was kind of getting a little frustrated as well with some of the other callers, but then I remembered I'm in my 30s, and when I was in my 20s, I remember feeling this way about a lot of girls I was friends with. And then as I've matured and grown up and had some life experience, I've realized it's different things that may define you. And there was one particular girl in college that's kind of like Joanna's describing, that right out of college got married, had a husband, had a great career, started having kids. I was single. I didn't really follow the same path, and I was really insecure about that, and I have followed up with her, and now she's staying home with her children, has been for quite some time, and I was talking to her recently, and she was just talking about kind of being a little bit jealous of me because I do have a career, and I've had a lot of life experience separate from her husband and the life that I used to envy when I was in my 20s. And I don't know,
everybody needs to realize that the grass is brown everywhere.
Well, and I think that for women who do this, I mean, obviously there's some because they're calling up, you know, even though I agree with Jen that I never experienced this, but I do think it's sad because insecurity, you know, you punish yourself and you punish opportunities around you because of it. I mean, I know it sounds cliche to be confident in yourself, but there is something to that, you know, like, you know, just because her, like the last caller, just because she may end up being unhappy eventually in her life still does not solve the problem. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, this girl has nothing to do with your insecurity. It's your insecurity. She just happens to touch upon it, you know? And
here's Joanna's mom. Let's get her.
Okay.
Hey, Joanna's mom. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, everybody?
Hola, good morning. Madre. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Joanna.
Yes.
I think part of this is my fault about her insecurities because I'm always told my daughter she was the most beautiful girl in the world. Then when she went out to the world and she found out there's more people there, they're more beautiful than you are. But the outside looks, Joanna, doesn't mean anything. All right?
Okay.
I want you to stop worrying about that. I don't know what's going on in your little brain now, but you are beautiful.
Your brain's not little.
She's going to obsess over that all day today.
You are just, little. I mean, I'm so proud of my children. I mean, every time Joanna comes to visit me at work, I just take her all over the school because I want people to see her because she is beautiful. She's gorgeous. Not just outside, inside. You are a beautiful girl inside, Joanna.
Thank you.
You don't need to be... Everybody has insecurities, okay? It's not just you.
Except
everybody does.
Jeff does not.
Even,
he's the only
you
one.
You know, even men does have insecurities. All right? And you're going to make me cry now because I don't want you to be unhappy because you are my life, baby. I want you to be happy. I want you to be a strong woman. And about college degree, we can solve that problem. Go back to college. Get your degree. I got married young. I didn't get a college degree. Then when I was in my 40s, I turned around and did something about that. And you can do it. But you don't need to be worrying about other people being more successful. You're going to be what you're going to be. Okay?
Okay.
And you cannot compare yourself to anybody.
And again, I would submit that your mom is wiser than other women because she has an accent.
Thank you.
I mean, Joanna, you just I don't know what's wrong with you, baby. Maybe because you are what?
25.
5 inches shorter than she is?
I feel that. I'm jealous for her, too.
So, thank you.
John, I don't like to hear you talking about it like that.
Okay.
Because it made me sad. And I thought I'd make a...
Oh, it's so sweet.
But it made me sad. You don't want to see your children being secure. You want to be. Mm-hmm. You want to see your children being happy.
Have you seen a picture of this girl that she's talking about?
Yes. She is a very pretty girl, but she... I mean... Don't take, I don't want to be one of those moms, uh-uh. You know, but she is a pretty girl, okay?
Is she prettier than Joanne?
Oh, stop. I'll stop this. This is exactly what I was talking about.
Normal pretty girl. She is just always, she always looked good because she always got makeup on it, all right? And then she makes sure that she has the makeup on when they take her pictures.
That is such a mother thing.
True. That's true. She showed it to me.
I could never walk into my mother's house without makeup on.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, I just want to see more teamwork amongst women. You know, like, and instead of this jealousy, so when a girl says, I don't have any girlfriends, red flag.
But I do.
I was talking about that caller.
Oh, okay. No, my friends are beautiful. Thank you. I don't want everybody to think I'm like this mean person who doesn't have girlfriends. I have lots of girlfriends. But yes.
But all of them are ugly.
The Burt Show.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.